Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Doors open, bubble wise, are they coming in? Talk to me about migration.
Yeah, has the Trans-Tasman bubble helped the tourism industry? I suppose that's the question. I think yes is the answer, Mike. But these recent numbers, Mike, they are a very sobering reminder, I reckon, of this hole that's been created in tourism. So these are the international travel data numbers for April. So in the 12 months to April 2021, we had just a touch under 83,000 visitor arrivals. Now, if I compare that to the 12 months to April 20, get this number, we're down 3.3 million arrivals. So that just gives you an idea of the scale of what's going on here. So 1.3 million less Aussies crossing the border, about 320,000 less Americans, just under 300,000 less Chinese. So look, it's great to have the bubble, but you can see the gulf in terms of the numbers here. So the good news is the Trans-Tasman bubble has lifted two-way travel. I mean, if I look at border crossings, so this includes visitor arrivals and New Zealand citizens, just people going backwards and forwards. In April 21, we'll call it 86,000 border crossings, so 47,000 arrivals and just under 39,000 departures. If we compare that to early months in 2021, so before the Trans-Tasman bubble came in, the average was about 23,500 border crossings. So you've gone from just under 24 to around 86. So it certainly helped cross-border activity. But again, look at pre-COVID. Some Aprils, we got as many as 1.2 million in April alone. So look, you know, it's I'm just thinking about that, those border crossings, about 70,000 of them were to and from Australia. So 80% of the international travel at the moment is to or from Australia. As expected, remember we spoke about this before we opened the bubble and we said, who's going to travel? Well, it's friends and family. The business travel has not really lifted yet. And I think businesses are still a little bit nervous about getting staff sort of stuck across the ditch, go over for a meeting, get stuck in a bubble, and then who pays the hotel bill for the 2 weeks when you get stuck there? And the Melbourne outbreak certainly hasn't helped that cause. Look, I suppose just as an aside, Mike, supplementary comment here. You think about the hole that should have put in growth, and it's interesting how much the construction spending and good export prices are sort of helping to fill that gap at the moment, because tourism has been such a parlous state, but everything else at the moment is sort of covering the gap.
All right. It's a wake-up call, isn't it? Manufacturing, it is. I like the number. It's a reasonable number, and services the same. We happy?
So what we're talking about, performance of services, 56.1, so still in expansionary mode. So off the record high recorded in April. And the talking point really here, though, is supplier deliveries area, sitting at 45.1, so contracting. It's been that way for months, Mike. So the supply side issue continues to be very problematic. So this is sort of pointing to price pressures ahead, and there's not a survey or economic piece of data that doesn't infer, imply or suggest otherwise. So we're seeing this issue play out globally as well. Just quickly, that JP Morgan Global Manufacturing Services data is at 59.4, so similar levels to New Zealand. We're seeing in China and Eurozone, but much higher in the UK and the USA.
All right, give me the numbers.
34,222 now on the Dow Jones, down 257 points. The S&P 500, 4,236, down 10. And the NASDAQ, 14,129, up 60. FTSE 100, 7,146, up 13. The Nikkei, 29,161, up 213. Shanghai Composite, 3,589, down 21. The ASX 200, 7,312, up 10. The NZX 50 yesterday gained 12,562 was the close there. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.7142, 0.9262 Aussie, 0.5892 euro, 0.5060 pounds, 78.58 yen. Gold trading at $1,863, Brent crude $72.87.
You have a fantastic day. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.